The playwriting program is basically a low residency, high intensity program for 6 weeks each summer, where emerging playwrights come to get pretty rigorous academic instruction and a lot of experiential learning opportunities like No Shame Theater, like our Unified Local Auditions, Overnight Sensations, and then, of course, our big festival of new plays at the end of the summer. Our first graduate of the program, Kenley Smith, graduated in 3 years. Most of our students do it in 4 to 5 summers.
And, of course, a lot of people remember Kenley Smith from the late lamented Studio Roanoke downtown.
Right. I was the artistic director there for the first couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Some of the people that come back and teach, like I know Bob Moss, who I've worked with at Overnight Sensations, he's pretty well known in New York, has a theater name.
Yeah,
for him.
Actually, he was just voted by the Off-Broadway Association as a living legend. He was the original founder of Playwrights Horizons in New York City, really a launching point for all New York, and kind of began the revolution on 42nd Street to turn it into a place of new plays as opposed to more unseemly entertainments of prior decades. He's terrific, and he comes every summer. He's now got the official title of Resident Professional Teaching Artist. And he directs, in addition to teaching classes, he directs one of our student readings in the festival.
We'll talk with Todd Ristall, Program Director of the Playwrights Lab at Hollins University. Let's talk about Overnight Sensations. You've called this friend-raising. You get actors and non-actors together, and you pull genres out of a hat, directors, writers, playwriters, and within 24 hours you cook up a 10-minute play or so.
The original Overnight Sensations, I was working at Mill Mountain Theater as their literary associate, and they were trying to come up with some kind of innovative programming that would bring in a lot of new people and remind people why they love the theater. And they were talking about maybe doing some sort of like a talent show or a gong show or something. And Darren Warner, who was the artistic associate at the time, said, Todd, please come up with an alternate idea. Otherwise, we're going to have to go with one of these that we're not really crazy about. You've got 24 hours to think of something. And I was like, oh.
24 hours. Hmm.
Exactly. So that reminded me of the success at the time that the 24-hour plays was having in New York City. So I crafted a version of the 24-hour plays where six playwrights are randomly paired with six directors, and then the directors randomly pull out six pre-selected casts of six actors. And we want them intentionally to be a mix of talent and experience. So we always try to have two experienced actors, two local celebrities, and two non-actors who are somehow influential in the community. We've had the mayor in the past, people who sit on arts boards, to kind of remind them why they love the theater without asking them to pull out their checkbook or something. So, and then the playwrights and the directors alternate drawing a bunch of writing prompts like location, genre, theme, maybe a couple of lines from the play. The playwrights then are whisked back to Hollins University, and they start writing from about 8:30 to midnight 30 at the Wyndham Robertson Library. So they've got an opportunity to have research materials. And then in the morning at 8 a.m., the playwrights meet with their directors with a 10-minute play that they just wrote overnight with good parts for all six of their actors, utilizing some of the props and costumes that Mill Mountain has brought up. And the directors read the play, maybe suggest some changes, and then they have to have a finished version of that 10-minute play by 10 a.m. And then at noon, we start rehearsing, and we rehearse from noon to 5. 5 o'clock, we do a cue-to-cue and set sound levels and light levels. And then the audience shows up and enters the theater at about 7:30, 8 o'clock, whatever it is we've got, goes up in front of a live audience. It's totally free. And we usually fill up the Trinkle Auditorium at Mill Mountain Theater.
What do you think audiences get out of this when they come to see Overnight Sensations, Todd? And we're talking with Todd Ristall, Program Director of the Playwrights Lab at Hollins University. What do you think audiences get out of Overnight Sensations?
I know they get a fantastic, fun evening with a bunch of other people who are having a lot of fun. And that, you know, that can't be discounted as incredibly important. But what I hope they get is kind of a window into, a micro-brewed way, the whole creative process from inspiration and idea to struggling to get it down on a page, coming together in a collaborative way with a bunch of different people all working together to try and make something out of nothing, and then generously share it with an audience who can't wait to eat it. So that's what I hope they get out of it. So a way to remind them why theater is worth loving.